Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Keeping It Real with the Rileys. I'm your hostess, or your co-hostess, Rhonda Riley. And of course, I got my partner over here, Robert Riley. Y'all know what we're going to do. We're going to keep it real.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You know, I know you enjoyed yesterday's show. We're talking about true repentance. Today, we're going to talk about that a little bit more, but today we're going to go into the act of sin, what is sin, and the fact that, you know, we talk about true repentance, but a lot of us don't, like, we ain't got nothing that we really need to be repentant of. So we're going to get into that act of sin.
Yeah, we're going to go home today and we're going to finish in, you know, because I know yesterday we talked about repentance. I know it's scared on y'all, but hey, we're going to go on and scare you a little bit more today. Yeah. So, but first thing off,
take it away with prayer, Riley.
We're going to do a little prayer here. Keeping it real with Riley. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for this beautiful day we have today that you have given us. Thank you for your grace, your mercy. We just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we want to say we love you.
Yeah.
And we thank you for loving us when we didn't even love ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Amen.
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 Amen. And of course we have in our little recording area here, we have our two guests that's not going to be on with us, but they're here live listening with us. So we have Minister Solomon and Princess Abigail. So happy to have you with us.
Yes, yes. Yes, you know, we don't never see it. That's what I was going to say. We don't never know what Minister
Solomon is
going to pop in here and say. But,
but you know, we're going to get into the sin. You know, we were having a discussion today about sin. You know, and yesterday we were talking about sinning was being, you know, truly repenting. But you know, when we talk about sin, some of us are like, well, I'm a good Christian. I don't do that. Well, I'm a good person. I may not be a Christian, but I'm not sinning. Well, we're going to talk about what is sin. Sin is sin. Y'all go get to this.
We're going to talk about one of the...
Which one?
One of them sins that you don't think. You just look over.
We're going to talk about stealing. That's the first thing we're going to talk about is stealing.
Yeah, break it on down.
And we're going to break stealing down. Because you know what? I've heard people judge. You know what? And I've even done it in the past. You know, we judge people. You know, we're not supposed to judge them like that. No, well, oh my God, he got caught. You know, he up here shaming himself. You know, trying to rob a bank or rob somebody's house. Well, you know what? Stealing is stealing. If you didn't work for it, if you didn't earn it, it don't belong to you. Rather, it's cheating on your taxes, defrauding the government out of services.
That roll of toilet kit.
The roll of toilet kit you took from your job.
Hey.
You know, you called in, you had your friend push the clock for you.
Yeah.
That's stealing. That's stealing. Or you went to work, you pushed the clock, but then you went and did something else. That's stealing. So we'll keep this thing real. Because stealing is stealing. So if you're stealing, whether you stole 5 minutes at work or you stole pens and paper, no, that's just a little, you want to call a little bitty crime. You know, that don't mean, oh, yes, it do leads to something. One sin builds up and leads to another sin. Stealing is stealing. Whether you embezzled $1 million or you pushed the top off of somebody or you stole some money from Daddy Cash, you know, stealing is stealing. And so we're going to keep it real.
Amen.
What'd you say, Riley?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that stealing. But, you know, we're also going to talk a little bit about, you know, a lot of this stealing and stuff. Stealing and it's an attitude. It's a mindset.
It is a mindset.
You know.
Yes.
And we're going to get there because, like, a lot of us, no, excuse me, I have been where you wake up in the morning. This is a Wednesday morning. You wake up. You got sin on your mind. Because that Wednesday, that's the Wednesday you're supposed to be meeting your girlfriend, husband. That's sin.
That's sin.
And that's you planning that. You know you sin. You know that you are sinning. See? So that's one we're gonna hit on.
Yeah, and
like I said, yeah, we're gonna scare you a little bit today. But
you know, but one sin leads to another sin because when you're stealing, then you lie to cover up that fact that you stole.
Mm-hmm.
So another door opened up. So rather it be, you know, we wanted a little white lie. Ain't no white lie, no black lie. A lie is a lie.
Yeah.
Sin is sin.
Sin.
So we're going to keep it real.
Keep it real.
Sometimes we get to the point where we don't want to say that, we don't want to boast and say, well, I'm better than this person. But we'll try to, well, I'm saying that that was. We want to say, I'm better than this person, but you try to show what they did wrong. But what about what you're doing wrong? The fact that you're sitting here trying to boast, you know, that's pride. That's another sin.
Hey.
Sin is sin. You know, we judge people on the things that we see before we meet other people.
Man.
And I know we have had a conversation about things we read in the newspapers, and we judge based on that before we even know all the facts.
And what gets me is that you're on the job and you done planning on getting this pack of paper.
You know.
But at the end of the day, and when you go in there to get the paper, somebody done beat you to it.
And
you got an attitude. Or somebody done beat you still it.
And you got an attitude. Yeah, we've seen that before.
Hey, you know. Yeah, we're going to put all y'all going to be in the realm today. You know, because we know we're getting home. You know. Yeah.
You know. You got lying, you got stealing. We're going to talk about gossiping. Oh, my God. Gossiping. Stop talking about folks.
Always come in that round set. You know, that frame of mind. You know what I'm saying? You know.
And yeah. I think gossiping also, if we want to get really technical with it, gossiping can fall right there with pride. Because last time I was saying, when you're gossiping, it's something you're trying to hide about yourself, something that you don't like about yourself. And that you don't like about yourself makes you talk about, it causes you to talk about other people. And it falls into pride because you're trying to hide something, you're trying to be better than what you are.
Well, sometimes they out there, they just trying to spread a word. Because, see, they don't like that person over there. But they know this person over here, All you got to do is tell them. And once you tell that person, the whole town is going to know about it. So you gossip to this person here because you don't like that person over there.
Well, you know, honey, you know, while we're keeping it real, you ain't got to tell that person over there no more. Just go up there and put it on your Facebook page. And nowadays, you don't even put it on your Facebook page. You can put it on everybody else's Facebook page. And so all the people that don't have you blocked can really put stuff on their page. You can put stuff on their page. You can post it. And they got thousands of friends. And so instead of telling that one person that spread it, you can tell it to the world.
Yeah.
With a click of a finger.
Yeah, yeah. But everybody don't have the internet and on Facebook.
And
this is the way they've been doing it for 50 years. So everybody in the town knows before I'm going to spread it. All you got to do is get it to them. And it's going to get over time, you know. But yeah, that Facebook thing is crazy, though.
And you know, I'm telling you,
I go on there and put my business out there. And then, somebody talking about you spreading my business out there. And you don't put all your business out there in the industry.
Yeah.
In the world. That's how I hang it. You talking about hanging your clothes out to dry.
And somebody else who
got it. Like you need somebody else dry.
Each and every time, keeping it real.
Yeah.
You know, we have over here, you know, we got our babies trying not to laugh. It's okay if we all laugh. Riley, you keep it real.
Thanks.
You know,
that's what it's all about, though. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
Trying to keep it real. Keep it real. Yeah. It's time for me to take a break. Let him take over.
Mr. Solomon is going to be Mr. Solomon. I know that.
Hey.
It's never a dull moment with him. Never a dull moment. And see, so, you know, back to our topic.
Yes, that's the reason we spoil them and send them home, see. You know.
I don't spoil them. I try to keep them.
Yeah. You keep them spoiling them. That's what you do.
I don't spoil them.
But,
some churches like good discipline. That's what, you know, some churches like good discipline. You know that.
Yeah. I'm trying to get like discipline anyway, but.
But
back to this.
I sin. You know, we've all sinned and falling short of the glory of God. That's why Jesus came down here. Thank you, Jesus. Because where would we be? You know, have you ever thought? I mean, I hear people say they don't sin. I've heard people say that they don't sin. Okay? Some of us are able to say that we don't sin. But then there's others that we realize that we do sin, whether it's a thought, whether it was just really being angry about things that you didn't give over to God. But have you ever thought about how many times a day you sin? And why Jesus would say that we need to forgive 70 times 7? 70 times 7. Did I get that one right? Did I get that right? 70 times 7. That's a lot of 7.
Seven, not 7 times.
70.
70 times.
Oh, 77 times 7. I don't want to give it to you wrong, so I'm going to look that one up. But just think about that, though. Given that 7 times 7, that's 49 right there. You know, so, now, he didn't say per week, per month, per year. He said per day, daily. So, if you just, what was that, 7 times, what, that's 49 times a day, that you should forgive your brother.
Oh, you know, they, well.
Now, just imagine. Now, just think about that, though. You know, when we really get down to true sin, and if your mind has not stayed on Jesus, and you've broken down to true sin, then we do need that kind of forgiveness. Because we look upset, people head wrong. You know, we get an attitude of what they got on. We get an attitude of what they say. You know, she made me sick, he made me sick. Who do they think they are? They're sin. When you really get down to it, it's sin. We need forgiveness.
Let me tell y'all something. You mamas and daddy, all that mama and daddy drama and all that there.
Baby mama drama.
Yeah, y'all, hey. You better check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Hey, you better check yourself.
You know.
Because you can't, hey, you got to forgive.
You got to forgive.
You
got
to forgive.
You can't take.
You know.
You know what?
If you're a child, a punisher, an adult, using a child to punish the father or the mother, you know.
It's so wrong. That's a sin within itself. Oh,
that's a sin. You know, that's hurting you. You're doing more harm to the child than you're doing to the father,
yes,
or to the,
yes,
mother.
Yes. You know what? My mom taught us when we were younger that it doesn't matter what happens when a couple breaks up, but you don't talk about that parent in front of that child. You don't disrespect that parent in front of that child because you have to let that child grow up and make that decision for themselves. If the father or the mother is a liar, it's going to show forth on its own.
Yes.
You don't have to tell the child that the parent is a liar. You don't have to tell the child that the parent is a bitch. It's going to show for itself. So if you just allow nature to take its course, you just, you know, you let the child know that that's your dad or that's your mom, and, you know, they just got some things going on, and that's why we're not together. Or, you know, we're not compatible. But we still love you. And when you do that, then don't be jealous of the next man or woman they get in their life. You know, but me, myself, I do want to meet them. You know, meet your exes, women and men, because that's who your child is going to be around. You know, so don't commit the sin of degrading your child's parent, like so many people do, because that's a sin. We keep it as real, sin is sin. You know, and when you degrade your ex,
that mother and father.
That's right. But you know what?
But y'all make it so hard. You don't want the child to honor that father because you mad at it.
Right.
You know, that's the worst. That's a sin now.
But then the child grows with some serious issues.
Right.
It gets wrong.
Right. That's right.
30 and 40 years old and still don't want to talk to mama or daddy because of something that they mad. You know?
They mad at them. because mama done told them this, or mama done told them that. And they got an attitude, you know. Yeah.
I would never forget when my baby was young. And daddy said, daddy said he didn't have a good parent. Because I was young. I was 24. And he won't cut the phone. I said, okay. I said, hold on for a minute. And while he was yelling on the phone, I was knocking on his door. Had her clothes and her with me. Here you go. You raised her. And I left. And he couldn't call me for, I wouldn't take no calls for just over a month. I wouldn't take no calls. He would call me, Rhonda, I'm not playing. I got to go to work. I can't go on my head. No, you have a babysitter. You do this and you do that. Well, you know, God is good. We gave her back. When I got it back, he raised a child before he never missed a child before taking it. Oh, no. No. I just want to meet your girlfriend. You know?
And you know,
the sin is sin.
You can have a child. He will be angry and could say some things to the mother or father. And then never get a chance. They, if or when they learn better, never get the chance to say, I'm sorry.
Well,
and then have to live with the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Now that hurts, you know. That mess a child head up.
Yes, it does.
You know. So,
it does.
But it comes right back around to attitude. The attitude. You know. A lot of people think that's right to do. You know. And a lot of time it's been carried down because that's what they mama told them about their dad.
Yeah.
He wasn't no good, you know. Left me here to raise y'all by myself, you know. But he ain't telling them what. They did something.
You know what? It's always two sides to every story. And you know what? It's just like making a good pot roast. You need all the ingredients. And if you're making a pot roast but you ain't got no beef, you ain't got no meat, then that ain't nothing but vegetables. That's a vegetable soup.
Yeah.
It's the meat that makes it a pot roast.
There you go.
But you know what? We teach our children sin. We really do teach our children sin. They hear us gossiping about other people. They hear us talking about our family and our friends. You know, they hear us, you know, and they see us doing things, and then when they do what we do, oh, we get an attitude. We get an attitude. But in order to keep this on the straight and narrow, you just know you have to repent of all sin and focus on not sinning.
Okay. Repent.
Repent. But true repentance.
Okay then. All right.
See,
okay
repent.
Then. Yeah.
You know what? Do not repent
on your way to do something.
Right. You know, like so many people do. We have that. We have a little animal. What is that called?
You call it
a dog.
What is that? There's one of the children. What is that called?
A
dog.
It's called a legend of God's mercy.
This little dog, this dog is so human. Or so he thinks.
He picks up stuff with his hand.
But, you know, my baby said, thank you. He said, he got me today when he said, he didn't say he was going to do it no more. He said he will try.
Try to do better.
That's right. He will try to do better. That means a lot. You know, that means a lot. He will try to do better. And, y'all, that's a word right there, trying to do better.
That's what I, that's
right. You know, because when we repent of our sin, we say we're going to do better.
That's it.
We are going to do better.
That's it.
And doing better. In doing better, we make a conscious effort not to repeat the mistakes that we made. What thus saith Solomon, Mr. Solomon?
Ma'am?
So what you say about that?
I say we are in a blind here about what you just spoke of, but even though I wasn't listening, I bet you it was good. Amen.
Yeah, I know he's a comedian. Mr. Solomon is just a straight comedian, and he all day long we're laughing at junk. He's always doing something to make us laugh. I've never seen someone that really says he's trying not to be funny, and it's funny. We have so much going on here today. I mean, like, really so much. You know, but you know what, people, when we talk about sin and the sins that the people commit, we know that we are grateful that God sent his only beloved Son down here to die for us. You know, John 3:16, it says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. You know, and if you know that he died for you, he died for your sin, just like he died for my sin, we invite you to enter into a personal relationship with him. And we invite you to accept him as your Lord and Savior, because there's nothing you can do without him. Absolutely nothing. You need to put your hand in the Master's hand. You know, repeat this prayer with me, please. Father, I repent. I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for me, that he came down
He rose again on the third day. And is sitting in heaven with you. I accept him now as my Lord and Savior. And I thank him for entering into my life. Amen.
Amen.
And if you prayed that prayer, then know that you are saved. And with that, we say welcome to the family.
Welcome.
Welcome to the family. And, you know that God is good and he is good all the time. And know that we love you. And until next time, be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.